We got some fun ones yet to go here. Best fast food meal or sandwich. This is the one tonight that's going to a tiebreaker. But listen to all the different variations thereof. By the way, Rick Morris, Kyle Ross, Jason Jones, Paul Belfi, your fearsome foursome breaking this down here for you. This one had actually the most different types of votes out of any category. One vote apiece for all of these. There are only two that have two votes that are in the tiebreaker. All the rest of these are one. One vote for KFC Original Recipe Chicken. One vote for Arthur Treacher's Chicken and Chips. One vote for... You don't like that?
That one makes my stomach turn just hearing the name. That's just one too many bad experiences at the old Randall Park Mall, I guess.
Well,
he's not the only person who had a bad experience at the Randall Park Mall.
Oh,
yeah, I'll tell you what.
Oh, sincerely, white people in car rims? All right. Oh, that's horrible. One vote. This was yours, Jason, for the spicy pickle. Build your own roast beef with provolone, bacon, lettuce, red onions, chipotle mayo, and horseradish on horseradish mayo on ciabatta roll. Totally worth $8.50. You said.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of sandwiches that I really do enjoy, but there's only one that I go, you know what? Screw it. I'm treating myself today.
By the way, and you know, Kyle, this let me catch you up on this from the last time we had this back in February here. Jason actually, when we did our category the previous time was for best sandwich, he actually invented one. And most of the rest of us went off of existing ones. His was the Ogre, slightly authentic warmed Italian bread with double roast beef, double pastrami, turkey bacon, American cheese, Munster cheese, chipotle mayo, stadium mustard, lettuce, and raw onions. He invented that.
That's a hipster pick.
I knew.
Oh, you. Absolutely. It absolutely is. But that thing is mammoth and awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was inventive, as was this one. One vote for the McDonald's Double Pounder with cheese. One vote for the McDonald's Big Mac meal. One vote for Fat Jack's The Don Italian sub. That was Samantha Jones's pick, I believe.
Another hipster because it's local.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Local to Colorado. Yeah, by the way, we already pronounced her Colorado Rapids European football singing one. That was uber hipster. You'll have to tell her that.
Yeah, then, you know, I've been desperately trying to get her into some sport that she's fanatical enough, and just my luck, it's MLS soccer.
Be careful what you wish for. One vote for the Swenson's Galley Boy Burger.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
one
a
vote,
good choice.
One vote for the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. one vote for, was this yours, the Taco Bell Cheesy Gordita Crunch,
That was
Kyle?
Mine.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
We have to get one on the way back, by the way.
Okay, we can do that. The bell is always open.
Yes.
One vote for Burger King Grilled Chicken on Ciabatta Bread. One vote for McDonald's Quarter Pounder with Cheese. We already had the Double Quarter Pounder with Cheese. One vote for just the plain Double Quarter Pounder. Yeah, no cheese, because that would be unhealthy. One vote for...
Sincerely supersizing, yeah. Sent down email, yes.
One vote for McDonald's 20-piece McNuggets. One vote for the Taco Bell Burrito. One vote for the Taco Bell Chicken Chalupa Supreme. One vote for the Chipotle Burrito Bowl. One vote for the McDonald's Big Mac. Lots of variations on the Big Mac tonight, and Quarter Pounders and whatnot. One vote for the Steak and Shake Frisco Melt. One vote... for the Subway $5 foot long, generically so. One vote for, this was a short on my short list, not McDonald's, Steak and Shake Steak Burgers. Gotta like that one.
Yeah, okay.
One vote generically for the Philly Cheesesteak. One vote for the Hardee's Monster Thick Burger. One vote for the Wendy's Double with Cheese. One for another one. Jason, it sounds like we got a little feedback between you and a trucker there. Breaker, breaker. Good buddy. You there with us still?
Yep.
All right. All right. One vote. This was on my short list. One vote for the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. That's got to be on any thinking man's short list. I didn't vote for that, but that was close. One vote for the, Blimpy tuna fish.
I didn't know Blimpy was still in business.
They are.
Apparently.
Yeah. One vote for the KFC Double Down. Obviously, a health aficionado voting for that one. And then the next two were Mr. Hero, but we divided our votes. The Scout Ken Beck's voting for the Mr. Hero cheeseburger. I voted for the Mr. Hero hot buttered cheesesteak. And then that brings us to the only two that yielded two votes on the course of the night here. Two votes generically for McDonald's. I mean, I know I said best fast food meal or sandwich, but two people nevertheless chose to just vote McDonald's, and two people who voted for the Burger King Whopper with cheese. All right, so here's how we did it from past times here with the lounge. The way that this goes, as far as breaking ties goes, those of us who are participating here, we can vote for anything on we don't have to just vote between the two. The next tiebreaker will be that we will have to cast votes between whatever's in a tie here at this point. For example, I'll go first. I voted for the Mr. Hero cheesesteak the first time around. By the way, you cannot cast a second place vote for what you already cast a first place vote for. So
it's very confusing, isn't it?
What I will do, I will join the scout in voting for the Mr. Hero cheeseburger and make that two votes for that one there. So that one's now got two votes. McDonald's generically has two. The Burger King Whopper with cheese has two. We go to you, Kyle Ross, for your second place
vote. I'm going with the Galley Boy.
All right, now Galley Boy's got two votes.
McDonald's
all right.
Should be disqualified, by the way. That's not right. That's not answering the question properly.
It really is not. We would be setting a bad precedent, I suppose, of that one. All right, the Galley Boy burger has two votes as well. Jason, you can either vote for one of the ones with two, or you can vote for and thereby give us a winner, or vote for another one of the ones already on there, or perhaps even another one that wasn't named yet. You still have a lot of options.
Well, here's the deal, though. It's not going to be McDonald's, flat out. We can mark them off the list right now.
Okay.
If I vote for one and give it three, that's the winner, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If I vote for something that's already there, then we've got like a five-way tie at two,
yes,
right?
That's true.
And if I introduce a write-in,
yeah,
then I'm not helping the situation.
You're throwing away your vote, but as somebody who voted for Pat Buchanan in 2000, I'm okay with that.
All right, one more time. Run through the ones that have two votes.
Burger King Whopper with cheese, McDonald's, Swenson's Galley Boy Burger, and Mr. Hero Cheeseburger.
And can someone tell me what's on this Galley Burger since I've never had it? It's just a really good burger. Is that all there is to it?
I'm going to have to Google that. Kyle, okay. Since you voted for it, perhaps you can help while I'm doing a Swenson's Galley Boy burger. Break it down for Jason.
It's just like a normal double cheeseburger that any place has, except it's got barbecue sauce on it.
Oh, man, you guys are making this difficult. All right, never been a fan of Mr. Hero.
No,
I'm just going to go through this. And I'm a red-blooded American, so anybody who puts mayonnaise on a cheeseburger should be drug out and shot.
Oh, that's got there mayonnaise. The Galley Whopper. The Galley Boy's got mayonnaise on it, too.
Okay.
Oh, damn. You actually want to be responsible for crowning a winner here.
Well, that's okay. We can take it to the third ballot. I mean, you don't have to count.
No. Let's just go ahead and say this. Of those, I hate the Whopper universally.
Okay.
I haven't had the Galley Burger, so I don't know that I'd feel justified in going for that. Although, of all the sub shops, Mr. Hero is not on my high list. I would say of the three remaining, that's the one that I would probably go with.
Oh, the cheeseburger?
So I'm going to say the Mr. Hero cheeseburger thing.
How's that for an upset, folks? One vote going into the tiebreaker. The Scout was the only... So, really, the Scout gets credit. You know what? He gets credit for casting a winner, but in a way... I think you got to count me and Jason also, so I will, you know.
I also want to add one other thing that we should maybe incorporate to future Pantheon voting.
Okay.
If it's something like the best.
Okay.
I think stuff like Whoppers and Big Macs and quarter pounders with cheese don't count. It's got to be something exciting, not something that's been on the menu since 1946.
Yeah. Yeah, I
that's just my opinion.
I hear you on that. And a little bit of an upset here. Again, Whopper with cheese and McDonald's, they were sitting there with two votes. I'm keeping track of who's got the most winners here tonight, and that's going to affect the outcome to a certain extent. But, yeah, out of nowhere, seemingly, we raised the Dundee Award, the best fast food sandwich, mm-hmm. meal or sandwich, the Mr. Hero cheeseburger, the Scout, Ken Bex, the only one to vote for that on the first ballot. Congratulations to him.
Best democracy in action, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is a little bit of European multi-party style democracy
here.
Making coalitions.
It might not have been the right winner, but hey, we got the choice.
Yeah, we did. We did. You cast the vote on that basis. The next one here is for the best American tradition, and this is one where again people subdivided a lot. I'm just going to say flat out the top two vote getters, and I'll build up to what was the top two. I won't tell you what the order was, but Thanksgiving and Independence Day. But then there were separate votes for traditions within those days that, again, precedent being what it is, I counted those as separate. But I'll go ahead. And then there are some of these that are just plain sports ones that got carried over into Best American Tradition. All right, we start with the ones that got one vote. National anthem before a game, before a sporting event, whatever the case may be. Jason, yours was for, we might generically call it Christmas preparation, Christmas slash Advent preparation.
Absolutely. I've just been a little kid. I just love how we as Americans go head over feet for this idea of Christmas. And it, in most cases, not to rub anybody the wrong way, is devoid of any sort of religious context. It's just the whole, hey, it's December, or in my case, it's November, and we're looking forward to watching really bad movies on A&E, and we're, you know, decorating things that otherwise we never would take the time to do. So I think that's about as American as it gets.
I just love the whole thing here, too, you know, devoid of any religious meaning. Yeah, we're going to take the reason for the season out of it and just love us some Jimmy Stewart in black and white. You know, that's what could be better than that, Kyle?
Hey, and if you look at it objectively, I mean, that's really what it is. People lose all connection to what is the original focus, but hey, it's America.
Well, props to you for celebrating that, Jason.
And you should love it due to all the acquisition of private property and free trade. I mean, hey, that's right up your alley, buddy.
I'm a fair trader, pal. Yeah. Never forget
it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So one for Christmas preparation, one for Super Bowl Sunday. What, yours was for Mardi Gras. Because, yeah, nothing, Kyle, says best American tradition like something borrowed from the French. Now, what a liberal vote that is.
There you go. If we only could do more of that.
One for voting, and one for democracy slash the peaceful transition of power. Mm-hmm. One for barbecue in the summer. One vote for the NFL season as best American tradition. One vote for hunting. One vote for, and here's where we get into all the subdivided ones. One vote for Thanksgiving dinner. One vote for Thanksgiving Day football. One vote for Thanksgiving morning backyard football. One vote for... this is, okay, yeah, one vote for Halloween, but two votes for kids trick-or-treating.
I understand you have a precedent. That should be combined into one.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Four votes for Independence Day fireworks. Five votes for Thanksgiving, and the winner is Independence Day overall. Others call it 4th of July. I refuse to. It's Independence Day, for Christ's sake. Get it right. It's again, the reason for the season, Kyle. You may not be a patriot, but I'm sure you can relate. Yeah.
I don't like fireworks.
You don't?
They're not exciting.
Okay.
I have never watched fireworks and been like, this is awesome. This is fun.
I do like fireworks.
I have never thought that. It's like, wow.
Well, I just voted generically for Independence Day. I was one of the ones that cast a winning
Am I wrong, Paul?
Vote on that.
Okay.
Paul, yeah, Paul.
I find it interesting because it all depends on the individual voter's perspective. Being someone who grew up in, from the early to late teenage years outside the nation's capital and seeing arguably the best fireworks display and Independence Day celebration in the country, mm-hmm. Anything else is just kind of blah to me. So, believe it or not, that one didn't even cross my mind.
By the way, if you ever want to see a real lame-o fireworks thing, go to one of the nights after an Indians game at Progressive Field, one of the nights that's unsponsored by anybody else, where it's the Dolans picking up the tab. Christ, I went one night and it was like three sparklers, you know, you can't call it the full name chaser, you know, but
well,
one of those type things.
Well, they'd probably
yeah.
blame it on Travis Hafner's contract.
Probably.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that was.
As a little kid walks to the mound with one of those worm things in his hand.
Oh, it was horrible, but that's the Dolans for you. All right, we raised the Dundee Award. Best American Tradition, Independence Day wins for that. The last one here tonight, best animal or fish in a zoo or aquarium.
Yeah, what a way to end, huh?
Much like TV series and song, Peeps was all over the place on this one. You're going to love this. Now, late in the game, we got some ones that were split here. I have to ask you about this. Jason, in as much as you and Samantha are two of the three people who split your ballots, on this. Was it deliberately so, or were you thinking you were supposed to go? Because you can do it either way. Were you thinking you were supposed to go animal and fish, or did you just choose to kind of do it that way?
Well, yeah, I figured they're similar categories, but for me, or at least a little child in me, I didn't know how to put one over the other. Since submitting the ballot, I think I can do that. If you would like one definitive answer. But yeah, it was done by design initially.
Okay. All right. You two guys and one of our other voters split it. The thing that was very interesting, of the ballots I got back last night, one of them was, I mentioned before, I'll mention the voter because I did so with Joe Stazak before. Joe Stazak, on the very last vote cast in sports tradition, managed to break the tie. He voted for the handshake line in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that was the winner. The second-to-last vote in this category last night was a half vote cast for the winner. It was a split vote. Kristen Jackson, actually, one of our new voters this time around here in the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences, cast the vote that would be decisive. I'll mention first the other ones that got half a vote as we start to get into this. Half a vote for the tiger, half for the penguin, and half for the whale. Now, Jason, I understand that yours, out of the ones that you cast, and actually you also voted for shark. Somebody else cast a full vote for that, but you voted your other half one for the tiger.
Yeah, I mean, the idea there was that they're both so badass. But if I happen to put all my eggs in one basket, I would say that I, like many, many children across the country, and I do phrase it that way on purpose, absolutely mesmerized by the shark. So I would take the shark over the tiger.
Okay. So you voted that way.
And I know that Sam, if forced to do so, would probably go penguin.
Okay. Well, she split between the penguin and the whale. From there, one vote for a crocodile, one vote for Arctic monkeys, one vote for the great white shark, one vote for otters. That was kind of creative.
Otters are crazy when you go see them. Somehow you can't stop watching them because they go a mile a minute.
The otter
vote, I understand that one, even though I don't agree with it.
The great Russ Cohen cast that vote, our pal from Sportsology and the 21st Century Media Alliance. One vote for the octopus, one for the elephant, one for the killer whale, one for the Kodiak bear, one for the Bengal tiger, one for the chimpanzee, and I said that my name was going to come up twice tonight. Chris Galloway nominated me, Rick Morris, for best zoo animal. One vote for penguins, especially rockhammer penguins. One vote for the giant squid. One vote for the lion. One for the panda. One for the cheetah. One vote specifically for the wolf exhibit in the Toledo Zoo. And one vote, I was hoping...
I thought all of Toledo was a zoo.
Do-do-do-do. Jason, I was kind of hoping you would join me in this, and I'm not sure how a fellow who I understand from what you've said has a tattoo of the koi fish doesn't go in that direction. But I voted for the koi fish. At least they were represented by me.
No, I understand the affection, and by all means, I get it. I understand it. But on the same token, trying to visualize myself at a facility that would hold all these various animals.
Okay.
The koi fish ultimately is still just a fish, but shark is something badass.
Okay.
That would be my thought process. Now, I will go as far as to say that if I ever find a way to make a boatload of money, I will probably be ecstatic to put in my own koi fish pond, but I will never own a shark. So.
Oh, I thought you were.
Take that how you will.
I thought you were going to say that you were going to breed killer koi fish if you had enough money.
No.
All right. Koi fish
are miraculous to sit there and somehow they help let the stress just go away.
Exactly. But. Exactly. I love me some koi. All right. 1.5 votes for the shark. 1.5 votes for the monkey. So that's how some of those votes were split. Moving forward here, 2 votes for the piranha. By the way, and this won't shock you to know, Kyle, one of my pals from Young Americans for Freedom back in college, my good
friend. For Freedom, yes.
Yes. He down there at OU, used to have a piranha named Adolf that he used to feed goldfish to.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's lovely.
I knew you would love that.
The other one's
that.
Name was Ronald, I believe, yes.
And the thing bit him on the finger the one time, actually.
Good.
It drew some blood. 2 votes for the giraffe. Two votes for the Gorilla. I mean, some of these are good, but they seem a little kind of pedestrian for these purposes. I don't know, especially compared to the Majestic Koi, but that's just me. And you like that, Kyle? You like that? All right. And then the winner last night, coming in with half a vote on the second-to-last ballot. Two votes had been cast previously. The Dolphin ends up winning this thing. The Dolphin ends up taking it more or less through the back door here. So, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Never would have seen that one coming.
It's kind of like when Toronto won last time for Best International City. It was kind of like, yeah. What? You know, a little bit of that, a little bit of a head scratcher. Again, we all have our own individual choices, and I'm hoping that any folks listening who voted Dolphin aren't going to take it out on me. But, hey, you know, it's individual choice. That's our proviso here. But,
so you're basically saying it stinks. It's a terrible choice, is what you're saying.
There's no way I'm going to say that under the circumstances, particularly,
that's exactly what he's saying,
particularly given where one of the votes came from. I shan't elaborate. But anyways, 2.5 votes for the Dolphin. We lift our Dundee Award for the last time here tonight. The Dolphin is inducted into the FEH Lounge Pantheon for the best one. All right, now let's go through here and let's see who got the most.
Let's hope nobody just picked up when you said that. I hope everyone listening has been listening. Because that sounds a little fruity.